Do you have a shield up?
Yes.
Okay.
Try and go slowly so when we hit the ground, it won't be so big.
Nope.
That's a six.
Nine.
You got two wild dash, right?
If it's really dangerous, then I guess.
Was it really dangerous?
That was really dangerous. Oh,
oh,
okay.
Oh yeah, shit.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So gone with the other one. It was a much better roll.
1 and 6.
Okay.
He got 7 and 7, 9.
Yeah. No, he got better odds for it.
So basically, you plow through their shield with your shield. And
crashes a shield generator.
No. It pretty much overloads your shield in there.
Okay,
so your shield goes in. Front shield goes in.
Okay.
But you're good.
Okay. I'll,
I'll still wait for the truck to head over to
out. I'll go land over.
You're going to that plot point?
Oh, that's the plot point.
Where's the,
roll of 1 on the second roll.
Oh! It was just, the shelter never really worked.
I mean, it just says that, they flick up on you too.
Oh, okay. So I'll fly us over to wherever the underground magic building is,
so
where the entrance
is. Where the entrance of the building is.
And then I'll land over there.
The
okay. Let's run down there. Everyone on stun, I shout.
Heavy stun.
That was just more cross-claim on the stun.
Well, leave them to us then.
We'll give you a slight chance for you. You don't take them down, we'll be shooting on vaporite.
I'll definitely trade with you if you'd like ours warfare on the stun.
No, these are our racial weapons.
Okay. Let's
see, run out.
Run down there.
You want some blocks falling from
them. Right.
Ooh, we'll also make a
styrofoam's
running athletic.
Running athletic running roll.
I never used my athletic climbing.
I got that.
Goodness. I think we all did it. It was one of the standards out of Academy. They kept making us hump over walls.
I didn't get it.
Not only I have it at 4.
I have it at 3.
I got a 5.
I got a 5.
I got 4 dice in it. Like one of my best skills
for the whole city.
7. Oh, 8.
Your machine's making a back to 3.
Can't be that, though.
What kind of weirdness is that?
It's, I think it's African.
Julie loves meatloaf.
Yeah.
Where's the player?
Distracting, Dave.
I know. I'm turning it down. I don't want it way down.
So, you, Dave, runs out first. You, the usual.
Really? I had the highest roll?
Yeah.
Crap, you're all
she busts into the room.
Plus 4, and hit with 4 dice.
True. And basically the machine, the leather crystal, is like...
Perhaps it's cradle athletic.
Glowing, with a eerie white glow, sending out sort of crackling beams of white energy.
Kind of like the thing in X-Men.
Yeah.
That was more like waves of energy.
Movie X-Men?
Yeah.
And, I meant to, but I just didn't spin around it. It's going to be a sequel.
Yep. X-Men 2.
It's going to be two Y-Men.
Sequels.
Y-Men.
They all signed up to do some movies.
So anyways, yeah. You're saying?
Because Vinci looks at his ears. You know,
they're scrapped out.
Cheater.
One's going to talk like the other, but we won't notice.
And Dr. Beaton is going, saying how he's really doing a good thing to get favor by sending the fire plane.
All the way up to vaporize and blast the machine.
Ooh. Bold action. Go ahead and roll.
Alright.
Unfortunately, that machine knows our only way out.
You gotta know that. Obviously, the shuttle works just fine. I have three dice, but I have a three. Right. Great. Three, coordination. Coordination sucks, right? Unless it's coordination dexterity, it would be really bad. Looks like an eight.
Okay, so you hit it, you hit on high thing, which is actually not that good.
Obliterate?
These trees are too stuck in the
place. Oh, let's take it up there.
Actually,
oh my, these are really good. You can go up to 16
on this. Okay.
16. Yeah, that's really tough. 12, d6 plus 160. You really want me to roll that?
Yeah.
Alright. It's a possibility for a last statistical variation.
Sure.
160. 15. Nobody could roll 172, or he could roll 280. Yeah, if it has like 200 hit points.
True.
36.
38. And 160. So only 198. It had 200 hit points.
It's resistant to 200, actually.
It looks almost just right.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know. These weird things, like, you know. About to overload or something. And
it's just walking with a hard point.
No! And he throws himself at, you know, one of the white beams. I should have
fired twice. I have no way I was going to miss.
You should have done more than 198 damage, like 200.
And
I have a couple of ones.
That's when you guys get in
Dr. Deacon goes.
Dr. Deacon is
comes
surrounded by a
white
light.
Then he becomes a Q.
It was the crystal. It was the crystal that was hampering us. Yeah, I know we have focusing the energy, but hey, it's working.
I should back into a white beam too.
So these two you will meld together.
We should all back into a white beam.
I'm not going anywhere. Watch you free. Bald girl and was that Bruce Boxleitner? Somebody ran it.
Bruce Boxleitner?
Dexter.
So he's saying,
what was that character's name? Dexter. Most kids are the first Star Trek.
I know who you're talking about. Bruce Boxleitner was the name?
No, it wasn't.
I didn't think so.
Was the actor thing or the character?
I'm not sure. One of them's on Dexter. Either the actor or the guy is Dexter or
Decker.
Decker.
Something else I had. I like
that. What else did you get?
Anyway, nice try, catch up, man.
So,
that's not even here today. Yeah, Dave's been doing a good job.
So he says, you know, now that I've, you know, now I've become a Harvey, I realize that, you know, you're not, none of you are worthy for this honor. You should all be destroyed.
Okay.
And then, and what happens is these little energy balls seem to come in front of you.
Ball lightning?
Something like that.
I was thinking I would fire twice. What are you going to miss?
And,
retroactively?
And they gather around him and go, What is this? Ah! And start yelling.
Being attacked by a little buddy. Good. Alright, kill the machine.
Kill the machine again?
As soon as I can.
Machine again.
Alright.
None of you are dramatically appropriate as we wait now. Alright. It's a final speech.
Do you want me to actually? I don't care. Kill.
What was your roll?
They hit 8.
Okay, you hit again.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
like
you
yeah,
I don't
know. What's the stupid speech now? I was thinking.
No. Well, he's still glowing and stuff, and the machine explodes. I mean, horrendous amount of bad damage to everybody there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Dave.
I do what I can.
I was just going to see the guy and turn off the machine.
Everybody can roll dodge. Yeah, check that one.
Yeah,
I
got that.
I've never used it, but yeah.
Victory.
Is that dexterity or reaction?
Reaction.
Of course, because nobody ever uses dexterity. I suck.
Jeez.
Black and A, three.
Four.
Eight. Projectile weapon! The crossbows are the nearest three!
Even though a crossbow is the nearest three?
What?
Where you come from, the nearest three?
They attacked me with crossbows when I tried to do the first contact because they thought I was an enemy god.
Wow, what the hell did this come from?
Dead me?
Damn, that
didn't
sense.
You killed you killed Crystal!
Dramatically appropriate thing to do.
No. You dying would be the dramatically appropriate
thing. No, he said earlier, none of you are doing the dramatically appropriate thing.
No. Right, 10. So 2 minus 2 resistance is 8. So you're incapacitated. Okay. Fleeing to this.
Oh, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that.
So Steve sees him fail.
Whoa, Jesus!
Was that a knife that was flying in the air towards me?
Fly everywhere. Still pretty pathetic. I was just opening it up. I'll put this right over here.
Are you tuning the damage to the characters?
Yeah, usually. Well, they actually roll a lot lower.
I rolled a 3, for God's sake.
I said, here, oh, there's one. I'll get this one, too. Blocking everybody behind me, bravely.
Yeah, wow.
What?
Well,
yeah, I had three more to nail. Huh?
What's each?
Probably pretty hard for them to dodge while back.
Four per level?
Yeah.
So, alright. And you hit him, you have many dodge?
I did 17. So minus 4 is 13.
20, so that's 5 levels.
Yeah.
Right before dead.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Two levels before dead. You're running to death, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so bleeding death, alright? Both those.
If you hit the last one, you're dead.
Dead is dead, but there's two dashes
before that. Right. So, and the one before that is incapacitated.
Okay. Oh, but I'm before that, though. I'm the one before that.
So Dave's just incapacitated, Coop's incapacitated, and bleeding.
What?
Okay.
Oh, actually, there is a two sets of
double dots.
That's true. So the last double dash is incapacitated, bleeding to death. The other one's just incapacitated.
So Dave's incapacitated, and Coop's incapacitated, and bleeding to death. And the two cassette have no heads.
They're dead.
They have balls of light in their heads.
They were both fucked up to begin with, though.
And they were like,
maybe they healed
at the center of the blast.
they were strapped down, but they couldn't dodge at all.
But maybe the chair absorbed some of the damage.
Yeah, were the back of the chairs to the machine?
That could help.
Alright, I'll try. Probably.
Oh, God. We'll go back to Cadbury who yawns and ask for some more slaves for you.
The other one
all alone. That's a lot of
dice. Well, most damage
to Ethan. Well, yeah, but that was only a 3 points of damage. What's these guys?
I don't roll up. That
might be Look, they got red shirts.
So that one's dead, the other one's weak. And the doctor was protected to it.
Yeah, but I'm sure the ball of the light will protect them. Yeah, they weren't the guys he killed that came back to haunt him.
Pretty well.
So big deal, you become an angry ball of light. What are these guys lying about? Hell, if I knew I was going to become an angry ball of light, I'd have signed up for the chicken.
So it explodes. Plunging the room in darkness as he's going. And then the ball can be, keep attacking him. And screaming, ah!
What the hell do you do about balls of light? Stop it!
Okay. Until eventually you
know. I shout, leave him alone! That he faces proper justice in the Federation!
So I'm going over to Mike DeLuna.
Yeah, use that fast talk, that diplomacy stuff.
That's right, I try and use my fast talk calling balls of light as I'm catching up the bleeding to death problem.
So you're going to do both at the same time?
Heal Donald first.
Does it actually take a skill roll to keep him from bleeding to death?
Which you don't have.
Say.
What's the target number on the first save?
Yeah, kill me.
Kill me, baby.
Well, you're not. You apply the wound penalty of the person that you're healing. At least that's what you've been doing.
Yeah,
I
think
4.
No. 8.
No, no, minus 4.
So,
oh, so I have a target number of 8 to stop Donald from dying. I just go ahead and put my phaser on and vaporize it easier this way.
Well, you took 10 now, right? And then 2 for the base hit, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, if you only stop it, did you take damage before?
Yeah, I took damage in the plane crash.
You could have fought that. And you healed that. Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, so, only the Kazinti.
Only the Kazinti.
And I need an 8 to stop him from dying.
Right.
So maybe how well we work together when we don't have, you know, two of the characters are not all our careers.
I try and stop the Kazinti from bleeding to death first, and then I try and get the Mole's lights to stop killing the doctor. I figured he has longer than the Kazinti.
Okay. Literal, did you touch
the Kazinti? Okay, so it's intellect.
I help.
Watch your perception. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that matters.
No.
You don't need a roll, girl. I'm sure you can kill him. I mean, the healing has to be so well that
I have to get an 8 to stop him from bleeding to death. I have no skill.
There's a medical doctor somewhere around here.
Yeah, he's being attacked by glowing balls.
No, no, the other one's a medical doctor, too.
The other one's evil, too. Well, he'll be close to the machine, too.
Is he dead or not?
Well, he's going to be wiped out enough that he's not going to be able to help anybody.
What about the guy? What about Decker?
The guy. The command guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the Klingons probably got blown up partly, too.
They were probably behind us.
Damn it, Mike. You shot up the first time.
The other doctor's probably good.
You're going to have to roll for Donald.
No, Donald's fine.
Donald's not bleeding.
Yeah,
Donald's got a 2-level deal.
No, make your fast one.
Okay. That's what common people appropriate? Or are they not people?
No, they're still. They used to be people.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're upset about. They're still alive.
I did a set.
They don't like being
ball
of light.
They didn't convince them.
Turns out being a ball of light is not so good.
Yeah,
it
is.
Turns out. Well, if I could, maybe I could talk to them.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you find them.
Well,
you
just.
So they killed us.
Alright. Well,
I started firing a ball of light if I was awake.
Yeah, they can
let
this
level
use
the
powers now.
Sure, when the Klingon's the doctor?
Klingon's doctor?
Yeah, but they're usually women.
Slap them around, they'll wake up.
All the intellectuals are women.
That could be. That doctor. Blown up machine.
2 dead kids, right? One died already, and then you finish the other one off?
Yeah. Well, Donald doesn't even know. He's
far deeper than I did it. That's the way I found him.
He can't do it.
36.
Okay. So the aftermath. So, apparently Angela's still alive.
That's okay. Good. For a call.
Did she want to heal me? Oh, she's probably good. Her doctor, her dad's a doctor.
Huh. Yeah, she was
okay.
She's
good.
Yeah, it's part of my skill. So one of these has to be fixed.
No, Kevin does not re-roll them all.
Nope. Get that dirty stick out of there.
You killed us. Shannon's funny going. So
myself a dirty stick and another wound.
So I turn around to all the Klingons.
Aha, now we have you at number, they say.
Yeah, I number.
So what do you want to follow with that?
So I have the right type of crystalline machine that would get that other shuttle working. If you'd like, I could help you search the city for another one, and you can wire the other shuttle up, and you can take off, and we can take off. And I hope you'd be willing to bring a message of friendship and a hope for new unity to the back to the Klingon Empire.
He's only a relatively distant cousin.
Sure. I think every small act of friendship can help us end this war.
As it is not. There's no reason for it to fight now.
You actually don't need to power the shuttle. You need to use our shuttle to get it out of in orbit.
Can we, like, character it out with ours?
Yeah.
I tell them, how about we get you another one?
So, yeah, they're minimal to that.
Mm-hmm. If you don't trust me, I'd be happy to have one of your Klingons on board helping.
You, you are a man of honor.
That's right.
Here's the page.
Okay. Well, it's
not
cool
down.
So you can
say whatever you want.
Oh, you have no time. One level away.
So, yeah, so he does say, you know, that, you know, you're going to honor him.
Angela wants to kill me, doesn't she?
And
give me a little mouth to mouth.
It's after. We meet again in open battle and we'll have to kill you. But,
Angela works me out.
It's not the proper thing.
Understood, and I do hope that despite our great struggle, you will be willing to bring our words of compassion and unity, because I'm sure the Federation overall would prefer to see this war come to an end as well.
Perhaps.
I'll get it under the
plate.
Okay. We get him out of here.
Which, of course, he won't, because he'll be considered weak if he does. The man's the one to heal me.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just throw him in the show.
Lots of ones, Kevin.
He wants to heal
me.
Almost killed, yeah.
So,
she probably
pretty good question. I think you were only barely unconscious, but
she was bad off. Tell her that she's Angel of Healing. use my wily way.
Something comes down with force, I think he'll send you.
Oh, yeah. All right. She knows I was in command. I'm sure she'd get all hot for me. Wouldn't love that.
Alright, so you go back to the shuttle, check the other one, throw you over the way.
Oh, yeah?
Away.
And they'll come to us, though.
Well, yeah. And then you have, you know, it'll take a couple weeks to get back.
Sure,
my who knows what will happen? 2 weeks. The small cramp shuttle.
Well, should we hang out here and wait for somebody to come pick up the other ship? Or do you just leave it here?
Hopefully.
I think they'll be fine. Turns out, it's decaying orbit. 20 years? It's just about ready to go into the atmosphere.
Yeah, after 20 years, only 6 more hours.
Alright, we head home. Kevin tries to figure out how long we've played.
Yeah.
About a little less than 5 hours. We start about three.
Yeah,
three.
About three. About 5 hours.
So,
we'll go to the next brand new scale next week.
well, but it wasted mine this week. And I have charm right now. By charm, I can be an Angela because I've got.
Next week I can buy.
But now I got natural charm. Don't discount that.
I can. Oh, buddy, I can buy culture right just soon enough to end our Klingon season.
I hook up with her every time. Yeah.
All right, roll your charm.
I'll have charm. I will roll my present willpower. Right.
Sure.
not empathy.
No. Persistence. That's all.
Oh, forgot.
What's
wrong with me?
God damn it.
All right.
Then I could hook up with him. Hey, charm. You specialize in female and human.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to know what you specialize in.
I just specialize in women. Or you specialize in females.
Sure. Females would be a little broad.
Yeah.
Broad!
You're so funny.
No fun intended.
You thought of it, laughed, and then you said it. You know it was intended.
Alright,
so
Dave.
Yeah. I don't know.
Perhaps one of you two have an idea.
He was really cautious. He was like overly cautious. What the hell is that? That's negative initiative, I think.
No, I was going to say he should get initiative because for once he actually like figured out what the plot of the episode was and followed it.
Hey, what are we talking about? I always follow the plot.
Good point.
However,
I
think it was negative initiative. But maybe positive discipline.
It was very negate last week.
He was very disciplined when he was, you know, being very cautious.
That's true.
I was just thinking about it instead of just, of course, you know, not doing
that.
Do
you have any suggestions there?
I don't think there was any negative aggression. The
caution I was using wasn't regarding, you know, aggression.
Yeah,
it was just preventing us from getting into a one-way.
Yeah, it was
a one-way street that, you know, you're going to force us into a one-way.
It was either just a
what if I made the tangent deeper so that we would have gone through the atmosphere? What would you have done to me?
I probably would have made it lose power and go out of control.
Oh, I would keep you go out of control.
If you set the tangent and you cut the power off just as we went into the atmosphere, that might have done it.
All right, well, anyways. I had some good ideas there for a while.
He did have some good ideas.
Those initiative.
Yeah, that might be the deal.
But I rolled crappy. So there was that. Luckily, openness didn't come into effect at all. And the only time I had a choice to, you know, be aggressive or not be aggressive was the guy was on my back, so I don't know.
That's not honest. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, someone has a weapon on you, you're still trying to talk to you for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's
all
not aggressive, you know, just firing back.
Yeah, well, just firing back.
Yeah, it's definitely not overly aggressive.
Yeah.
But Kevin's given me aggression before for that, but...
Sure.
But for you, it's a different standard.
Different standards, different things.
I got positive aggression points because everyone was being aggressive when I was in charge.
you're supposed to be controlling your men. I got positive aggression when we were all being
You try keeping Pickering from being aggressive.
I did a pretty good job of it when I was in command.
The boy needs like a stun collar.
He's so psychotic. He's never been that way, I don't think, in any other game. He's so damn aggressive in this game.
Yes. No, he's always been like that. Ever hear a flame burst, Dave?
Yeah, I remember. But I've never seen this so out there in this game.
Well, you know, I mean, he's the same way. It's just in this particular universe.
It's out more.
Yeah, it could be too.
He was a pretty freaking aggressive hobbit.
But yeah, he's pretty, you know.
Meanest hobbit I ever did.
Fuck it. I mean, you can't even contemplate anything but violence.
Freaking Hobbit was named after a gallows.
Give it.
Is that why he needed that, or you just thought it sounded cool?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not even sure he realized it.
He gave him an error. Fuck. What? He's a Hercules, too. They're both on cars.
It's always hard whenever he's playing.
Yeah, I know.
This one.
Man,
I thought I kept control.
Yeah,
fine when I was running.
Well, I tried one technique, you know, one time where I thought I kind of focused his rebellious anger, and he's just like, "Don't try to focus me, you asshole! I will fall, totally follow the rules now. How dare you?"
All right, what about Shannon?
All right, so Shannon,
Yeah.
You know,
I think I was unaggressive and open. And disciplined, even when Dave suggested dumb things. Seriously. I was very non-aggressive talking to those people when they were firing at us.
Are you
with?
Non-aggressive? Well, you did use your favorite.
Yeah, but... but he tried to talk out every situation, every combat situation.
Well,
I shot nobody... I think I was also disciplined, because I disagreed with Dave, I still did what he said.
Well, we did talk in the kitchen, so we didn't want to do it.
That's what
yeah.
Kevin, I will think about that, see where my scores are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will try.
I'm going to screw around with
even. You've got me even, you bastard.
Yeah,
you can
say it on me.
I'm sure you even everybody out. That's what you always
say. Yeah, I think it's going to...
What bad thing did you give me?
Then I just cross it out so you
can tell. No, there's a lot to say. Today. I can see what you did last time.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
What
do
you
mean today? Today, yeah, the points.
He hasn't decided yet.
Oh, I thought you just
worked it out. This is still possible. Awesome. I wouldn't actually feel that way for
a while. Oh, okay. You wait a day to figure it out?
Yeah, make sure. I can still remember stuff. It made an impression on me.
Cool.
Say skill, because I was doing random engineering stuff.
You were a maniac!
Sure, you were the engineer.
And he was non-aggressive, too.
And I was non-aggressive, which is more open, whatever.
Well, I mean...
I think that also shows initiative running off and doing engineering stuff without...
especially if you ball through.
So you never had a favorite?
They made me carry one. But
for the last combat, I carried a favorite.
I never used it.
He went for cover. Left, yeah. He could have. Well, I was thinking you were talking with him. He could poke his head out and start firing.
Oh, that would be pretty.
I deliberately left the cat people behind so they wouldn't get in a fight with the Klingons again.
Yeah.
Those dead cat people?
I don't know.
Yeah, left them on. Left them on the damn ship for me. What's going to happen?
You know, you can't shut the machine. They would still be on.
What?
Yeah, that machine. Was very aggressive. I forgot about that. Blowing up the machine.
How was that aggressive?
Everyone.
It was converting him into a...
Well, he wasn't sure what would happen.
I was pretty damn sure it would stop converting random people in the building into energy. If I destroyed it right away, you would still have him convert, wouldn't you?
Might have been initiative, too. It had 200 hit points, didn't it?
Yeah. If you actually destroyed the colony,
yeah.
Then you probably wouldn't have been violent.
2 points shard. 2 points. And your average roll to defend. 200.
That would be average?
It was 160 plus 12 times 6, right?
And 1,200
is 3.5.
It
would be
6 times
7. 42? 42. So 202
was an average. Yeah, off by 4 is pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much shot twice.
Yeah, I should have thought shot twice. But, you know, level 16, you know. That took a lot of power. Of course, that disruptor was all over. I was thinking about it. I thought it was a great idea. Let them have our weapons because the stun was more effective.
Yeah.
And then they went to take it.
The rat bastard.
Not the clean out one.
No, whatever.
I didn't expect him today.
Okay. Did you have a good
pair? Yeah. Confirm the fight. Got it. There are a lot of dishes on this, Kelly. My husband can't do it.
So I increased my medical science and my search.
No.